Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is Matthew Wood. Matthew Wood is an herbalist and the author of the new book, A Shamanic Herbal, Plant Teachers and Animal Medicines. And you can find out more about Matthew Wood and his wonderful work at his website, MatthewWoodInstituteOfHerbalism.com. Welcome, Matthew Wood.
Greetings.
So, Matthew Wood, you call your new book A Shamanic Herbal. In your professional opinion, what is shamanism?
I would say it's a religion, or it's a spirituality. It's a spiritual path based on, because it's not really a religion, it's timeless everywhere. Part enters into just about every religion. It's nature-based spirituality, but it's more than that. It's the crucial event, I just go, the crucial event is to dream of your animal self. We're half animal from the neck down, half human, and we often look like an animal, and that animal self needs to be actualized and not trodden under by the human self. And in doing so, we bring that to consciousness, and in dream time actually is where that happens. And so you dream of your animal self, and then that's, you are a shaman whether you want to be one or not. And that's the crucial change. And I would say, so that's where animal medicines come from, understanding the animals, the powers of the animals, etc. But I am an herbalist, and the herbs, some of the herbs look like animals, have look like are used by animals. So, like brown furry oily roots for bear, for instance. Yeah.
Now, Matthew Wood, you combine shamanism and herbalism. What is a shamanic herbal?
Yeah, well, it's plants. It is specific to these plants that, so there's two types of plant of, in herbalism, old-time herbalism, we use the doctrine of signatures. The plant looks like what it's for, and that does work. That works with regard to habitat, like grows by the edge of the water and the land. It's going to be good for the kidneys, usually. It grows, say, in wet sand near the river again. Or then it looks like the organ in some way, like Chelidonium has a bright yellow-orange sap, so it is good for the bile. That was official in the U.S. Pharmacopeia till 1951 for the gallbladder. People don't have as many gallbladder problems anymore. They eat differently, and they don't have malaria and things. But we still use that herb sometimes. But so the plant looks like, and so that's the standard set of herbs. And then when the plant looks like an animal or is used by an animal, that's called a spirit signature. I was taught by a Native American practitioner, and then it has special powers. And so, like we say, the bear medicines look like a bear, brown, furry, oily root, although berries are another bear medicine. They cool you off, because the bear in the middle of summertime tromping around, too much sugar in those berries, they got to cool off. And the deer, like the antler-like plants, and the sumac, for instance, and or thin, like bone-like, kind of delicate or graceful plants in general. So some of the plants are harder to see what the signature is, or it's traditional But that's animal medicines. So they teach us about the animal, plant, the natural world, the principles of nature, the secrets of the earth. And that all relates. That's part of our art, so to speak. So most people think of shamans in terms of drums and so on, but it's actually anything in the whole world that has to do with the natural world, including sound like that, drums or light, etc. But the animal interaction is the best, is the crucial part.
So Matthew Erb, you combine both
Yeah,
Matthew
you
Wood,
can call me that.
you combine shamanism and herbalism. What
Yeah.
exactly is a power animal, and how can people discover their power animal?
Yeah, well, I tend to call them medicine animals, but power animal is just as well. I call them medicine animals because I'm used to having them interact with the plants that way. We wouldn't call them a power animal if it's like oh, that's a bear medicine out in the field, looks like a bear. That's why I use that. But power animal, yeah, that would fit the human application more. And how do we learn about them? Well, the most important thing, I think, is what are your favorite animals? Really, your favorite animals will really lead you. I mean, most people, it's like when you dream of your medicine animal, it's like, oh, I always love that animal the most, you know? I still felt such affinity there. Also, I would say sometimes it's what you look like, but I that's sometimes your looks can be different from your animal too. And then you make friends with different animals, like the ones that just kind of talk to you, the most, like oh, I love the turtle. Turtle and I get along. I talk to turtle more than wolf. I mean, wolf is a little bit, that's my kind of main guy. He's kind of ominous. And bear is an herbalist, medicine animal or power animal. Like, because the mother bear takes care of the young, and they look like human beings. The Indian people say if you skin out a bear, it looks a lot like a human, disturbingly so. So they wanted to find out what did the bear eat, and that's what they would eat. So they followed it around. And so bear medicine, a power, if you dream of the bear, also you might just dream of an animal because it's your friend. Dreaming of the bear, you are an herbalist, according to most North American native traditions. But turtle is another option. Turtle is a little different. Turtle likes the wisdom of nature from the beginning of time down to the present, all the things reduced to wisdom, to the wise things of nature. That's the turtle. Slow moving. Yeah.
So my main power animal is snow leopard, and I have both a mother snow leopard and a baby snow leopard. But over the years, because I'm 65 years old, I've also worked with hawk and dragonfly and hummingbird.
And hummingbird.
And hummingbird, yes. But my main power animal is snow leopard, and one of the great qualities of snow leopards is that they're leapers. And it's
Yeah.
I empower my clients to like leap over their issue. It's like, wow,
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had that problem. Did I used to have that problem? So
Yeah. Cool.
very cool.
Yeah. Well, have you read the book, to talk about somebody's else other's book, The Golden Compass by Philip Pullman, that has the person's power animal is a snow leopard?
Oh, well, I have to read that book, The Golden Compass.
Yes.
Actually, I have read that book. Yes,
Okay.
years ago. Yes, about power animal. Yes.
Yeah, so that presents
About
a
snow leopards. Yes.
Yes, and that presents a world kind of like what I'm talking about, where everybody has an alter ego that's an animal that's attached to them. They can see them, though, and they can't stand to be very far separated from them because it's like true love. They're bound together, like, oh, I want to be with you. So it's an interesting book. He's an atheist, but he's like an atheist that knows a whole lot of secrets of the earth.
Now, Matthew Wood, what is the difference between traditional herbalism and shamanic herbalism?
Well, first there's like kind of like semi-scientific herbalism. That's kind of what the herbs of commerce and all the things you read online most of the time. But we herbalists, we're much influenced by our own history, our own traditions, and our experts. And so that's traditional herbal medicine, I would say, where you're following Western herbalism or Ayurvedic or Chinese, you know. But then shamanic is different in that it's more of a spiritual path. Herbal medicine, I think, is a spiritual path. I remember a friend of mine, one of my students years ago, it's about homeopathy. She became a homeopath more than an herbalist, but she said, so soon as the person receives the correct homeopathic remedy, they will start getting interested in spirituality. And that's true of the herbs when they're selected really in alignment with a person's inner nature. It brings it out, it strengthens the immune system, which is self-identity, and helps them a lot. So psychological work like you're doing strengthens the immune system. Anything that strengthens self-identity. And modern society is not very helpful that way.
But
So, yeah, that to me, shamanic herbalism touches more on that. Yeah.
now, is there a connection between shamanism, dreaming, and visions?
Yes, for sure. So the animals see, I take the Garden of Eden account as like a karmic readout of events, like presented as pictures. And we left paradise, we left it behind, and along with the snake. And the reptile's not really in there, but the warm-blooded animals remain. The turtle's right on the border. The turtle is the main stem of evolution for the warm-blooded animals. And so it's included too. And so the animals remained in touch with Eden, with and they still live there. They're not self-conscious like we are. They aren't separated from that wonderland. And so and they really get to the spirit world, which lies behind it or within it through dream time. So you watch a dog and it's dreaming and it's wagging its tail. It's known warm-blooded animals dream, like they don't know why, quote unquote, the zoologists or whatever, but they do dream. And so they we can, when we dream of our animal self, we get eyes and ears in the spirit world, in the other world. And so we're not only connected kind of more deeply with that animal we've always loved, but with the spirit world in general. So that's how shamanism and visionary and even hallucinogens and people taking hallucinogenic plants are all related to the shamanic path there. You don't need to take hallucinogens. I can't say I recommend them, but you do a good job just by paying attention to nature, actually, as it would happen.
Yes. Now,
Yeah.
Matthew Wood, as a medical intuitive healer, I do medical intuitive readings for a healing center in Costa Rica, and
Oh.
where everybody goes to use the plant medicine iboga. And the plant medicine iboga is used for addiction recovery. We
Yeah.
help people get off every drug you could name, legal and illegal, as well as for massive spiritual growth. A lot
Yeah.
of people, and I don't prescribe or recommend the iboga. I just do the medical intuitive readings for everybody before they get there. Now, a lot of people associate shamanism with the hallucinogenic plants like iboga, like ayahuasca, like San Pedro. Is that necessary in your professional opinion?
No, it's not. I dreamed about, yeah, when I dreamed about my medicine animal, I was only 31 and I'd never done any hallucinogens, except I think I did LSD one time with some friends. Cannabis does not count here. It doesn't really get you to that realm. But yeah, so you don't have to. And anyways, it's more important. First of all, it's very important if you're going to engage in dream time, and I'm sure you know this, to be a spiritually disciplined person, a spiritual warrior. male or female, a spiritual warrior, because you discipline in your outer life changes to discipline in dream time, so that you're not just crazy, having lucid dreams that are meaningless and crazy and worthless, or dangerous. So yeah, so it, what would you say? Developing dream capacity takes a time for most people, and that is kind of the shamanic path. That's pretty close to it. And I don't know, maybe, yeah, so people do microdosing and safer forms, and iboga, yeah, from Africa. That's a member that's in the Apocynaceae family. And yeah, I actually use one of those herbs. That's terribly powerful. Like, one drop doses, but it just grows in North America. I was out with an Indian medicine man one time years ago, and out in the field, and there it was. And I said, geez, that medicine lodge root, or werewolf root, I call it. Wow, that's like one of the most powerful herbs and medicine plants in Eastern North America. And he laughed. He said, yeah. Oh, I agree. He said, yeah, you don't want to change into your animal and have to go out and shapeshift every once a month for the rest of your life. I was like, oh, I wasn't meaning it that
Yes.
way.
And Matthew, would I agree with you? All the encounters that I've had with my own power animals had nothing to do with herbs. It was just pure meditation and going into the spirit world and meeting and working with my medicine animals.
Yeah. A lot of people do exercises where they go down into the underworld or a tunnel or a cave, and that is one approach. When I met my animal, I saw the Lord of the Underworld, and his face was just a blackness, which is not an uncommon motif to see that pure black. That pure black represents, before you get your eyes and ears in the spirit world, really all you just have chance seeing, you have imagination, or you have fantasy. It's much harder to see things accurately, and afterwards that starts to develop much more fast. I shouldn't have downplayed imagination. The one difference between humans and animals is that we can stop our mind. That's about it. And that gives us the ability to use imagination and to active imagination, like Jung taught. Imagination versus fantasy, or the imaginal, I guess some people call it. The imaginal world, which is where reality in the images. So, yeah.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. You're listening to The Natural Healing Show. I am your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author, and we're listening to Matthew Wood talk about his new book, A Shamanic Herbal Plant Teachers and Animal Medicines.
Good.
We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Matthew Wood, earlier in our interview, you talked about the doctrine of signatures, which is a principle that's also paramount in flower essence making.
Yes.
And you talked about the idea that the appearance of an herb or a flower gives you a clue about what the healing properties. And then you also talked about a spirit signature. Can you tell us more about what is a spirit signature of a medicinal plant?
Yeah. First, can I ask, have you used flower essences? You're referring to them, or you're just
only 31 years. For only 31 years. Yes.
Well, let's talk about a few of those signatures, and then we can go on to some spirit signatures or animal signatures. But yeah, like when I was first starting to learn herbalism, there weren't books written like I think, like the plant has a personality, it has a mental emotional picture. That was so Dr. Bach had that, and homeopathy. I learned a few homeopathic remedies that were herbs and Dr. Bach. And so agrimony, for instance, is for tension hidden behind a facade. So they're real nice outwardly. Oh yes, good to see you, you know, but inwardly they hate everybody, not just you. And or they're, you've probably had this where they're real sophisticated, suave, and the last minute they display all their crap and, oh, they need agrimony. Or I had a client just the other day on the phone, just tortured, like hard to talk to her even because she just was interrupting herself and just in a caught in a bind. So agrimony, well, you look at agrimony, it's about the most tense looking plant you could imagine. So it personifies it exactly. And then oak, the mighty oak is broken down. The mighty oak, like integrity, the oak people try to out-integrity the issues of life. Like I think Bach says, struggle on against adversity and never give up, but never succeed. So it's a good addiction remedy for people with integrity. You know that, yeah, people with integrity struggling and they can't master it, but they don't give up. And one of my friends, I gave it to her. And she said she'd been bucked off a horse. She shouldn't have been riding. Really, that horse was too injured. And she said, oh, I see. Oh, this is the remedy. I gave it to her because of the color of her veins from the bruising. And she said, oh, I see. This is the remedy that tells you which battles you can win. So that's the oak lesson. Don't fight the battles you can't win. So these signatures, and finally blue vervain, the third one, it looked very erect. Boom! It looks like a strong neck. Blue vervain looks a little more like that than Dr. Bach's vervain, but they have this boingism, and so they're for stiff-necked, like God in the Bible, you are a stiff-necked people, and the idealists of the world. So there are some of the regular signatures, but agrimony, one time I used it for someone, and I hung up the phone. It was on the phone years ago, and agrimony said in my ear, just clear as day, it said, you can tell I'm a wolf medicine because of the leaflet on the end. It's the leader of the pack. And agrimony also, you may have discovered, is for hierarchical situations, problems, boss, employee. It's not in landlord-tenant. It's not for husband-wife unless the husband or the wife brought something home from work, like some sort of stress from the boss, from the employees. Like then it might be appropriate in family life, but it's mostly that a hierarchical problem there. And then actually oak, well, one of my native friends considers it to be a turtle medicine because it grows so slow and it helps to establish the integrity. It is good for the bones. A lot of turtle medicine is good for the bones. It is associated with wisdom. And in the ancient days, they'd meet in the oak groves to the judges, like Deborah and the judges in the Old Testament. I don't know that I think they did meet in oaks, actually. And even in Israel, Palestine, there are oaks, and still to this day. So that has that integrity. Then we get to blue vervain looks like an elk, actually, the antlers. So it's an elk medicine, which is kidney strength, like oomph, worn out kidneys, from overexerting yourself, over pushing, like hang back there, don't overdo it. And oh, I remember one guy. Yeah, he was going like, he's just a total wreck. He's talking really loud. And I gave him vervain. It just came to my ear again. This no, it hardly ever happens. Blue vervain, blue vervain. I think I could help you. And it was in the herb shop in the old days, 20, 30 years ago. And I said, I think I could help you. And I gave him the blue vervain. He just went, ah, and his neck stopped. He never did that again. But I won't tell you all his problems, but some of them continued.
So Matthew Wood, I can hear how you listen to the plants. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Years ago, I had the great privilege. I made a fluorescence from one of my orchids, a Paphiopedilum heinaldienum, and
Holy cow.
exactly, just say that really fast. But a friend of mine in Scotland who makes the essences for healingorchids.com, he sort of walked me through the process, which was quite interesting. But I called it reverence. And it gives you this wow feeling. It's like you look at the flower, it's
Oh.
like, wow, oh my goodness, how is that thing even alive? It's so amazing. And I use it for people who are depressed because they've lost that amazement of life.
Oh,
Like when
yes.
we look at a beautiful garden and it's like, wow, you know, how so reverence. So back to you, Matthew Woods. So we're talking about a spirit signature. What is a
Yeah.
spirit signature of a medicinal plant?
Yeah, well, those were examples. Those are animal signatures, and that is the spirit signature. And the reason they're stronger, see, our organs are personify the animals personify our different organs in a way. Our powers, like William Blake the poet said, the antediluvians are our energies. He understood it exactly. The animals, before they got on the ship, that represents the totality of the psyche, Noah's Ark, going through the stress and getting out to the other side, the healing crisis. And so the animals are our energies, and they are our libido in a Jungian sense, more and a Freudian sense, both. And they and so the spirit signatures help you get in touch with us. Well, actually, through our organs. I mean, you know about organs' correspondences to emotions and that and so it wakes up our organs and the emotions that are attuned to them, our energies, so that we can go on the ark with all our animals and go through the storm and come out the other side and be a whole human being. And then so and they touch the spirit world too, because they did not fall. It represent I remember I've looked I carefully at the God says to the snake, cursed are you above all other animals. It's actually a dragon, not a snake, but according to the rabbis, but cursed are you above all other animals. So the other ones are not cursed like that. They still have that connection. But humanity, we're like tainted. And so we have work to do. But and the animals can be our friends. I remember before COVID got going, the animals, I used to do a peace pipe ceremony with a friend of mine, Native American spirituality, and the animals came, and they felt sorry for us. Just like in the old Indian stories, they felt sorry for us. It's like, what, are we going to go through a big ordeal or something? You know? So we will protect you and take care of you, they said. So, yeah.
Yes, that was quite something. Now, Matthew Woods, you talked about the animals personifying our organs. So, as a medical intuitive healer, you could tell me you have a problem with a bla your bladder, and I could tell you that you have control issues, or you could
Yeah.
right? Or you could tell me you have issues with your neck, and that's like you're not content in your life, right? And
Yeah.
so on. So can you share with for our audience the basic organs in our body, what they the animals that what animals
Yeah.
personify our different organs?
Okay, so the bear, that's the adrenals, that strength, that bear strength. That's bear energy, adrenal strength. And those oils, nothing helps support the fact I can give a safe, good herb for adrenal rebuilding is burdock. Burdock root, oily, and the adrenals need that. The adrenals are the fat of the kidneys. And that is a bear medicine. You think brown, furry, oily. Well, it's a oily root, but brown, furry seed pod. Yeah, burr sticker. And then an angelica for those of you brown, furry, oily root be another bear medicine. Wolf medicine acts on the gallbladder, which doesn't seem like that big an organ, but in Chinese medicine, the gallbladder stores the hun or ego, and we even have that. We say, "Oh, that guy has a lot of gall." Too much ego. Egoic, to do things through the ego is gall. So we have that. Well, so sometimes your ego can be damaged or it can be strong. It can be too strong or too weak. So that's the gallbladder energy. And the wolf, but the wolf goes deeper because it's also change too, like making decisions. We have that. The animals don't have as much decision-making power as we have. That ability to stop the sphincter of the mind, we have. That's also from the gallbladder, actually. I couldn't prove it to you, but that's what I believe.
Yes.
So it's wolf medicine.
As
Yeah.
a medical intuitive healer, if somebody's got gallbladder issues and you can hear it in their conversation because they'll be like, I don't know, should I stay or should I go? Should I get the red one or the blue one? And you're just like, oh my
Yeah. Where do you hit, right?
God. Exactly. I mean,
Yeah, you don't hit your gallbladder.
exactly. So if you, when you understand all these correspondences, you can listen to people and actually hear their health issues.
Yeah.
So tell us more. What about the heart? So
Well, of course, Leo the lion, and we get all the cats related, and you have that. Many more women than men have the either lions or cats, even just house cats or. Tigers or panthers, for some reason. Also, though, the panther, the black panther, or the black jaguar is the lord of the underworld's own personal animal in North America. In Europe, it seems to be the elk, the antler guy. So the heart on your path, like in astrology, being on your path. In Chinese medicine, the heart stores the shen or mind or spirit. But the spirit, in the sense of a frisky horse, or believing in things that lead you on your path, feeling good about life, a lot like that orchid, having kind of the ability to still feel the wow in life. I think that's the vitality. It's the vitality, the whole, like almost like the etheric body or something. The sun, like, is good for you, even though we've gotten paranoid of the sun, but suntan and stuff. Some's good for you. And it kind of like strengthens the sunbathing, strengthens the etheric body or whatever, the vital force. And so yeah, the heart, the deer and rabbit would be more the nervous system. So the little rabbit nervous deer. Turtle is more the bones. So some of our turtle medicines are actually pretty tall, lanky, etc. I do like, yeah, burdock thing, antler like. The native people tend to look upon the burdock, the thistles, more as elk medicine because of that outward. And that one, though, some they can have two sometimes, elk in that case, and even burdock has alligator too, which is unusual. The leaf looks like an alligator in the first couple of weeks in the spring. And teasel really looks like an alligator leaf in the spring. And lo and behold, I looked it up. The Greek name for, in the old days, maybe still, for teasel plant is crocodilian.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. We're listening to Matthew Wood, herbalist and shamanic herbalist, talk about his new book, A Shamanic Herbal. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So Matthew Wood, author of A Shamanic Herbal, Plant Teachers and Animal Medicines. As a medical intuitive healer, there are certain recommendations that I make all the time. Like, for example, most people do better on an anti-inflammatory diet where they're just eating foods that lower their inflammation. Most two people do better if they do not microwave anything they eat or drink. So as an herbalist, which herbs do you find yourself recommending most often and why?
Oh, well, yeah, burdock would be one right up there at the top. Here's one for the heart. Lemon balm soothes the heart and is a stress. It works on everybody. I always say vata pitta kapha, thin, thick, medium. Some people say, oh, it's not good if you have, which is it, hypothyroid. Hyperthyroid, it does work. It doesn't matter what your thyroid is. It's cooling, calming, but that can help the hyperthyroid, but it does not hurt the hypothyroid either. So that's a gentle one. And if I might use a cousin instead. Oh, for a cat, we might use catnip for a cat person. Solomon's seal for everybody. That is a wolf medicine. Solomon's seal is an incredible joint remedy. You can find it online. It's mostly made by small herb companies. It's not a major commercial product. But, well, you start aging, you get past the age of 40, and you start having to pay attention to your joints, or you've been injured. And Solomon's seal, even if you've had a joint replacement, it just helps the tendons and ligaments get back into the right place. Right tensions. It's a good luck remedy. It's in the good luck potion. And you put agrimony and Solomon's seal together and you got really good luck. You put in rabbit tobacco maybe, or helichrysum is more available in commerce. And you got, you know, kind of the other world is interacting with that one too. That's a shamanic. So that's a shamanic herb formula. And you can't always tell what's going to be lucky. what your luck will be, but it's good, you know, and sometimes it's just small stuff. It's good though to be lucky as you go through life.
I always say I'd rather be lucky than smart.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a
And
unique.
if you're listening and you want to increase your luck, use the affirmation, I am always in the right place at the right time doing the right things.
Oh, well, I mean, that is the motto of Solomon Seal. It would seem crazy, but that is really what it is. Because, see, that's tendons. Tendons to be in the right place at the right time and not mess up, not make the motion wrong. I used it one time. I was teaching, the woman said, my nephew's a, he's an all-star rookie baseball player, but he tore his rotator cuff. Is there any way I can help him? I said, yeah. And he's already had the surgery. So adjusting after the surgery, he was having a hard time. And so I sent that to her, and she sent that to his mother, and he got it pretty quickly. And it really did help. And she'd send me emails all through the summer saying, the I can't remember what it was, the Montreal, whoever, they just beat the Twins.
It is good luck.
Yeah, right.
So we're
Yeah.
talking about the herbs that you find yourself mentioning, recommending most often: burdock, lemon balm, Solomon seal. Any others?
Yeah, I would say the most reliable thing I know about any herb is the agrimony, that you can put it on legal papers or landlord tenant on the stairway or at the job across the threshold of your office. Put it on anything that has to do with unequal problems between landlord tenant or legal or employer employee. And I mean, I have, like, this is in my first, my earlier book, the Book of Herbal Wisdom. I have like 20 case histories, well, 10 case histories like that. Probably have 50 case histories like that. All sorts of things going before the town board, the obnoxious boss, the obnoxious tenant. I mean, one person, one of my friends gave the agrimony for this, and at the end of the, he went, you know, 55 minutes out of the hour, and finally he says, well, what I really need is to get rid of the tenant upstairs. And he said, oh, we can do that. And so put the agrimony, because agrimony does not force the issue. It does not make a magic in a bad way. It, like, gets the thing straightened out. So he put it on the stairway and around the house, and 3 days later she came down and she said, oh, what did she say? I'm sick of this place. I'm leaving. Yeah.
That is such a great story. Now, Matthew Wood, as you know, herbal quality varies dramatically. How can people find good herbs?
Yeah, well, I would look for small companies on, like, they say they're a farm or something, like, look like some old hippies or something, or some eager young people that want to do good work, and support the small businesses like that. And fad herbs are where there's a problem. And of course, things like ginseng, things that are, and golden seal, things that are really expensive. Yeah, you really should talk to somebody in the field before buy, or you got to buy the ginseng actual, the roots, you know, go to Chinatown or something. And so if it's already been made, I mean, I remember getting from a reputable company, I got a package. Also, it was supposed to be slippery elm, which is a little bit endangered due to Dutch elm disease and hard to get. And I opened it up, and it was Siberian ginseng, Eleuthero, which it looks similar, smells a little bit similar, still a valuable herb, but it wasn't, you know, what they ordered. And I would say too, burdock and angelica go rancid in commerce very easily. You almost got to pick them yourself or get them from a friend nearby. So those are some of the hints. It's really nice to support your local herbalist or herb store if possible, and not buy online. But most of, well, I would have thought that most of the herbs online were reputable, but actually, I'm not a great fan of the FDA, but they have found a lot of adulteration of the valuable herbs.
So
So.
So for our audience, which is a worldwide audience, are there any companies that you recommend that are where people can buy good herbs?
Okay, let's see. Big companies that are reliable that are online, like Herb Farm, that's PHARM. Hard to get herbs, Hawaii Farm, I think that's PHARM, but they're not quite as good quality in that they just use one level of alcohol to extract everything. Herb Farm would vary it, which is the old pharmacopoeia, US pharmacopoeia way to do it. What are some other ones?
I'm going to throw out an herb company that I've used for decades is Alchemy, and all their herbs are alchemically processed, but it's alchemy.com.
Oh, yes. I
Yes,
know who you mean. That's high quality. Yeah.
very high quality, and so
Alchemy, I thought it was. Yeah.
Alchemy, yes,
Okay.
yes.
Yeah. And that reminds me of herbalists and alchemists. David Winston, he's an herbalist. Yeah. That's a good one. And Sage of Popham's line. I forgot the name of that. Well, so there's some bigger lines, and there's oh, and then for buying bulk herbs, Mountain Herb, you probably even know of them. Yeah, Mountain Rose Herbs,
Mountain
Mountain
Rose
Rose
herbs.
Herbs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Mountain Rose herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Matthew Wood, the author of A Shamanic Herbal Plant Teachers and Animal Medicines, you offer education for people to learn about herbs. Will you share for our audience? Tell us more about the school where you can teach, where we
Thank you.
can learn this ancient wisdom.
Yes, I teach it like ancient wisdom. Like, so there are schools online, and some are more, what would you say, scientific, and others are more middle of the road, not too scientific, not too woo-woo, not too spiritual like me. I am more spiritual, although I tr teach the traditions as well. And traditional Western herbalism, the things we've used for years, plus some of the fat herbs, I call them, that come in, like ashwagandha or turmeric. They're worthy of being a fad. When St. John's wort they took and made into a fad, I said a fad couldn't happen to a better herb, and we do teach some kind of shamanic herbalism and nature wisdom. That's the wisdom of nature, the principles, like treats like. Or hot treats cold, or love the healing crisis. You get better from the more vital to the less from the less vital from the more vital organs to the less vital. Better to have a rash on your skin than on your brain. Law of direction of cure. Law of the healing crisis. You see this where somebody has to go through a crisis, through an inner crisis, before they can really be freed. It's like, what the heck? Why did I go to this medical intuitive? Like, am I nuts? Like, and then. And then it's all gone. They're better. Yeah.
Yes. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at catherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been the one and only Matthew Wood, author of A Shamanic Herbal Plant Teachers and Animal Medicine. And you can find out more about Matthew Wood and his wonderful work at his website, MatthewWoodInstituteOfHerbalism.com. And remember, the natural world offers many answers to all the issues that we are currently facing. And the herbs and animal medicine can totally help you. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.